This is JIS News. Coming up, UK Prime Minister announces £300 million grant fund for the Caribbean, UK to spend additional £60 million on development projects in the region, and Ministry of Youth and Culture launches public awareness campaign on the inscription of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains to UNESCO World Heritage List. The news in detail after this message.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance to get on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Wednesday, September 30. Persons not registered by September 30 for the November voters list cannot be added before May 2016. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Now the news. Caribbean countries including Jamaica are to benefit from £300 million in grant funding from the United Kingdom, UK. The announcement was made by UK Prime Minister David Cameron following bilateral talks with Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller at Jamaica House on Tuesday, hours after Mr. Cameron arrived on the island for a one-day official visit. The UK Prime Minister says the funds will support infrastructure projects across the region in order to enhance trade.
I believe this money could help to unleash trade across the region with new roads, new bridges, new port infrastructure to help speed up freight movements. And I believe it will help benefit British businesses who have the knowledge and expertise to deliver infrastructure improvements.
Prime Minister Cameron further announced that over the next 5 years, the UK will be pumping $9 billion into climate financing for initiatives in several countries, including Jamaica. Mr. Cameron is expected to leave Jamaica later today. Meanwhile, the UK Prime Minister has announced that a further £60 million are to be spent on development projects in the Caribbean region. Speaking in a special joint sitting of Parliament Wednesday morning, Prime Minister David Cameron said £30 million will be spent to develop new programs to help attract investment and improve governance, and a further £30 million will be spent to assist hospitals to become more resilient to natural disasters. Mr. Cameron says that £60 million, coupled with the £300 million in infrastructural development funding previously announced, will make the United Kingdom the largest donor to the Caribbean.
Now, together, this represents a quadrupling of Britain's support. It will create jobs and save lives. And you can take it literally as a concrete statement of my commitment to the Caribbean.
Mr. Cameron adds that increased British aid to the region will further strengthen the economic and social bonds between the United Kingdom and the wider Caribbean. The Ministry of Youth and Culture has launched a public awareness campaign on the inscription of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains to the UNESCO list of World Heritage Sites. The campaign is part of activities to celebrate October as Heritage Month under the theme Jamaican Heritage Impacting the World. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says the aim is to raise awareness about the significance of the inscription to Jamaica.
What we are doing is saying to the country that there will be a massive public awareness campaign, which will strategically take two forms. One is a media campaign, which we're launching to let persons understand what goes into having a World Heritage Site and the protection of it. And that will surround also the entrepreneurship opportunities for the local communities, as well as what needs to be done to protect the environment. The second part of that strategy is the community and local engagement.
Minister Hanna was speaking at a Jamaica Information Service think tank session Tuesday. And the government has signed a non-binding Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the government of the United Kingdom to construct a maximum security prison in Jamaica. Under the MOU, the UK government has committed a grant of £25 million for the construction of the new facility and another £5.5 million towards the reintegration and resettlement of inmates.
This, I believe, is in the interests of both of us and is a good example of how we can work together to benefit people here in Jamaica and in Britain too.
British Prime Minister David Cameron. The new correctional facility will accommodate 1,500 to 2,000 inmates. Provision will also be made for up to 300 Jamaicans serving prison sentences in the United Kingdom and subject to deportation at the end of their sentences to be transferred to the prison to complete their sentences. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.